New research from the U.S. National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism says about 2 million Americans qualified to be called prescription opioid addicts in 2013. And the Institute's reporting that back in the year 2000, about 2% of adult Americans admitted to using opioid painkillers when they didn't have a doctor's prescription. That number jumped to 4% 13 years later. Men are more likely to abuse painkillers than women, and that abuse happens most often in the Midwest and Western parts of the U.S. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.